There we go.
I'd like to call this meeting to order. I'm Janet Christensen, Board Chair. Other members who are present here?
Chris Miller, Business Manager.
Crystal Sanchez, School Secretary.
Steve Winitsky, Board Treasurer.
Eulogio Alejandre, Principal.
Okay. We do not have quorum at this time, so we will postpone approving minutes from our February board meeting. We'll also postpone approving the land trust plan for 2015-16 along with the principal salary and goals for 2015-16 as are listed on our agenda.
Janet, could I make a suggestion about those two?
Sure.
Why don't we do those, get approval by email?
Okay.
For those things. And I would, if you'd want, especially number three, since I have data on that I could send to people, but on both of them, could just, I think you or I need to take responsibility and just email the board, say, here are two issues we need votes on, and just vote. Provide the particulars, and ask everybody to just hit reply and vote yay or nay on either one. Should we do that?
I think that's a very good idea. I wonder if both can come from the same person so they can just say
yeah.
yay, nay on one and two.
Okay.
And so, do you want to do that?
I'll volunteer to do that.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Steve. Okay. Thank you very much.
And you already have a copy of the land trust that I just sent
yep.
today.
Mm-hmm.
Corrected after you.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Okay, we'll move ahead with our executive director principal report. We're not going to do the financial report then?
Oh, yeah, we
oh,
should do
yeah,
that.
Oh, yeah, we should
yeah.
do that.
Sorry.
We'll do that first.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so I think Crystal made copies of the report. Thanks for doing that, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, so one of the last.
Mm-hmm.
Pages. Yeah.
Oh, so the color kind of helps us out a little bit.
It's okay.
We just had finance committee meeting, and we went over the report. Everything's looking really good. Right now, we're 67% through the year, and on total revenue, we're at 69%, and we're still expecting our federal funds to start coming in. So we're just putting together some due diligence on paperwork on that to make sure we have everything documented before we submit those reimbursements. And those should start rolling in April. And then at total expenses, we're at 58%. So to be at 58% on expenses when we're 66.7% through the year is really good.
Great.
Really good. So the operating margin right now is 7%. And all the numbers are looking great. Enrollment down at the bottom right looks like it's just about the same as it was last month, 365. So. Yeah, really not a ton to point out. It's just everything's kind of running smoothly, and we plan on meeting here next week to get the ball rolling on the FY16 budget. So we'll start putting that together and getting an idea of what that will look like. So, do you have any questions? Or
all right, thank you. Any other comments? Okay, we'll move ahead with the executive director principal report.
Well, I just have several reports. We'll start with really good news that some of you have already seen. It's the Dibbles comparison from the beginning of the year to February. You will see that in all three grades, we are required to test in first, second, and third grades. And you will notice that in all three grades, there was a big jump. But in particular, I want to point out first grade, because at the beginning of the year, 3% of our students were on grade level. 3% of the first graders, and it went up to 27%. It's a big, huge jump, in particular because first grade, 90% of the instruction is done in the target language. And this is the DIBELS in English.
Wow.
And so it really proves that kids do learn in their own native language when they're learning another language. And so, I mean, this is just amazing. For first grade, same, you can see on the graph, second grade went up 14 to 36, and third grade went up 24 to 35%. So all of them, huge, huge jump. And I believe that this went out to the other board members, correct? Do you know?
No.
If not, we'll make sure that...
I don't remember.
No?
No, I don't remember who was on that.
No, I will make sure.
I remember I got it because I...
I got it.
You got it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. We'll make sure that if they haven't, we'll resend it to them.
Okay.
The next thing is we're going to have summer school in June, July. This, I'm sure, has not gone out to the board members. It's just a calendar of our program, and this is due to the fact that our Title I funding went up quite drastically. Was it 300%?
Yeah, very substantial.
That's awesome.
Very substantial. We have 2 months worth of school. We just want to make sure that students benefit as much as they can from that funding. And so we designed a 30-day program, 8 in the morning until 12 noon. Unfortunately, Granite School District does not provide lunch and breakfast during the summer, but I think the hours are short enough for us to hold the class and maybe bring in some, just some snacks.
How about the Salt Lake City School District summer program?
Yeah, they all do it. Yeah, they do it, but they only do it within their boundaries because Granite is actually here. Granite does provide lunch, but it's at the park, and only at the park.
Okay.
And so they gave us the address, 4500 West, 3500 South is the closest facility.
So they won't come and do it here?
They won't come and do it here. We
okay.
tried. But, you know, we think that we want to keep the classes really small. This program will be only for Title I students because we're still not a Title I school.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be targeted for those students. We right now have an excess in each class. We'll only have 6 classes, and we have excess numbers. We're thinking 15 to 25 kids, about 35 in each grade level qualify.
Mm.
So we're still trying to figure out how we're going to limit the class to 25 students for each grade level. And so we're not done yet, but we just have the calendar and the plan. We're buying some math program specifically targeting Title I students for a short program, 20 to 30 days.
Great.
And so that help us with, so the teachers don't have to create a lot of curriculum.
Are you sure you want to have a class on the 3rd of July? I think that's a legal holiday.
Yeah,
is it a legal holiday?
I think
yeah,
so.
And
yeah.
I was going to ask, because remember when we did our calendar?
Mm-hmm.
We were going to, our last day would be the 7th of July with the, is it 220 days for contract?
For you guys, for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had talked to Paula because there's a deadline July 7th that we might have to come the rest of that week.
Okay.
Depending on.
Yeah, that's something we can work out.
Yeah, okay. So I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the initial plan. I send it to the teachers to see if they were interested in working. I will make sure that I correct that, the 3rd of July. At one point, we were thinking of only holding summer school during Monday through Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the teachers would rather work the whole week and get it done by the 17th instead of having to come back for the other days during the week in July, the 20th through the 23rd, the 27th through the 30th. They felt that they would rather get it done a little bit quicker so they have a little time, family time.
Right.
And so that's why I changed it, but I will definitely make sure. And then we can have it for 20 to 29 days, that would be fine. So we can just take that day off.
Okay.
We'll do that. The next item that I wanted to make sure you had in your hands is the daily schedule for next year. I made extra copies because the teachers wanted some of the teachers that faculty needed, so. And basically what it does is we will still be above the 990 hours a year, but the morning recess will not count as instructional time, and instead we will hire or extend the hours for the recess monitors to cover recess so the teachers don't have to be out there. They do need some time, personal time, and so we looked at this and felt that this was the way to go. Those hours would give us 993 instructional hours, 3 hours above the state minimum. It won't change the teacher workday, it won't change anything at all other than they will get 15 minutes during recess, personal time. Yeah, that's it. You got that one. And those are the items that I had. I also had, of course, the land trust plan, but I think we'll send those. We're not doing much different than we're doing now. We're simply, our objective is to increase by 10% every year the kids, the number of students that are on grade level in reading and math. And I think if we do that every year, we will get to the point where we'll be above state average of, right now, 42 in English, 38% in mathematics. That's the average.
That's the state average.
That's the state average. We don't know where we are yet because we haven't taken the SAGE test. Mm-hmm. This is our first year, so we don't know yet. So, but what we're saying on this plan is that we will increase by 10%, whatever that ends up being in May. And I'll send that to the other board members so they have.
Sorry, recruiting people for tomorrow night.
Okay, thanks. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's my report.
I just, you know, before we leave this, well done. I mean, that's really incredible. Those are huge.
Huge gains.
Gains in those.
I sent an email that I believe some of you got, Janet and Steve, to the teachers, thanking them for the work that they've done to increase. Send one to Shalene, will you? Down the list.
Yeah.
Because I know the teachers have been working late, coming in early, coming in on weekends to make sure that this happens. Mm-hmm. And I was jumping for joy when I saw that because it proves that hard work, a lot of passion gets the job done. So I sent an email to all the teachers thanking them for the work and their efforts.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah. I'm excited to see the SAGE test at the end of the year. Unfortunately, we do have some people that said, wait a minute, that means that 73% are still not at grade level. We increased by 24%, but that means that 73%, because we're at 27%, even though we increased by 24%, they're still worried that 73% are not at grade level. And they are correct. Our numbers are still low, but the progress needs to be celebrated.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
And the potential for growth that we have here is amazing.
Yes. They're working. Every Thursday, teachers are here until late into the evening, 10 of them, getting their licensure. Fridays, they work late, and they do a lot of prep at home because they're in those classes. So we certainly appreciate every teacher that works so hard to make this happen.
Here.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you very much. Okay, we're ready for our PTO report.
Okay. This is the best meeting, huh? Mm-hmm. I'd just like to echo, too, that the teachers are amazing here. And we've just seen so much great success and just all the programs going on. I met the chess teacher today. Really nice guy. Really friendly and is having fun with what he's doing, so we're excited.
He was tough to find.
I know. Yeah. He was. I'm glad you found him, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so PTO, our biggest announcement is tomorrow for the those trucks. So I came here about 2:30 and handed out the flyer, just walked up to the parents and handed them all out. And a lot of them were like, I haven't had Peruvian food. And so I just talked to them about what was so good. And, you know, it's very friendly food. Like, it's chicken and french fries mostly. That's a big thing that they have. So,
and beef.
So I got a lot of people more excited about it and just asked them to invite all their friends and family. And, so we're going to be there. We split up this time from 10 to 12 and then 12 to 2 and then 2 to 4 for parents that will be there greeting people that come in. We're going to put balloons up in Esperanza's color tomorrow morning.
Nice.
They're at that place?
No, we are. BTO is Don and I are.
Where are you going to put them at?
At the
restaurant. At the restaurant. Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
She's going to go in there tomorrow morning and talk to them and see where we can put them and just make sure that they're okay with that and just put it in the colors. And
really nice banners that you've got out.
Yeah.
The one that is hanging from the rafters, we're going to take it down and have the kids stand at the end of the grassy area with them right after school when the kids are going home.
Yeah.
Just, you know, waving
it
at the parents so that they see, they,
nice.
They remember.
Good.
Yeah. We're going to hand out the flyers again tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Just because it's all day, so we wanted to hit today and then tomorrow morning. And
yeah.
I just let every parent I talk to, like, they are being so, like, you know, helpful. And to give us 50%, like, that's huge around here, like, to find them. So we really just need to support it. So that one's tomorrow, and then at the end of March, we're selling candy bars. So they're the dollar candy bars. We're hoping this one will be big. We've had a lot of requests from parents, and that's why we're doing it. So hopefully those parents remember they requested it. Come get their box of chocolates. So,
is it World's Finest Chocolates?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, those are really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The title doesn't.
They're a dollar. Like, to me, I think that's pretty
it's
easy.
It's been a dollar for a long time. It's amazing that they have.
And you get 50%.
Yeah.
Wow.
This school in my neighborhood made $11,000.
Oh my goodness. Mm.
Just doing. I mean, they're a much bigger school, of course. For, you know, the district, but still, there's potential there. We could make at least half of that with our school.
Yeah.
We've got some good little sellers in our school, too.
Yeah.
We do.
The pencil machine is paid off now. It was 215, but with all those quarters going in there.
We've already profited over $200 in the pencil machine.
Oh, wow. That's great.
That's great.
And we have no pencils needed in the classrooms. We don't have.
I was going to talk to you about that. That's one of the things we want. We've noticed there's not pencil sharpeners in the classrooms.
Yeah, they haven't, but they've been. We need to replace some of those.
Okay, I didn't know if that was something that you wanted us to do, like with one of our Popcorn Friday money, and get pencil sharpeners, the ones that go on the wall, like the old ones.
Not the electric ones, the rotary ones.
Because they don't break as easily. They're sturdier.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we could get them from the district. And then the teachers, if they prefer the electric ones, they can get them too, but to at least have that.
We can probably do that. Let me look into it. The ones on the mount, the ones, the old-fashioned ones, are extremely expensive.
Are they?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because they're very durable.
Yeah.
They're very, very durable. One teacher has broken 3 electric ones, and he bought one of those, and that's the one that lasted the longest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think for kids using them too, that's,
Let's look into it.
So let's look into it and see how we can get money and get one of those in each classroom. Our book fair, did we report on the book fair last time?
No.
It did really well. We sold over $5,000 in books. I can't believe how many books I sold with quarters. I sold one kid some books, $25 worth, all in change. And I was like, wow. He's like, I've got change from everybody. I'm like, I can see that.
And we got 25% of that.
We took 25% of that. We could have taken 50% in books, but we talked to Julie Hill. We think it would be best once we have a library and a running library. We didn't want to spend over $2,000 in books and have them get lost.
Yeah. Once we get the librarian in place next year, then we will be able to.
Next year we'll do it in books.
Yeah, we'll get it in books, and the librarian can choose the books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then monitor them, coming in and out. Yeah. And so we'll do that. We'll probably do it twice a year, because you have to do it once, and then the next time you do it, it's a buy one, get one free.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a BOGO
mm-hmm.
book fair, so I think the kids will have a lot of fun at that.
So when will the next one be?
Since we did it, we'll probably do it in October-ish. Around.
So it's a calendar year then?
Okay. It's a calendar year around parent-teacher conference so that we can get that buy one, get one free.
Yeah.
And we'll try to do it around parent-teacher conference mm-hmm. so that parents can be here. Can come in. So
I don't think that slowed him down. Every day for 4 days.
It did slow him down. And we're trying to think of how to keep it not so chaotic. And we were saying, should we only let them come in with parents? And I'm like, I think we'll lose a lot of sales. Mm-hmm. Those kids came in and they were buying. Mm-hmm. But Elijo has somebody that works here part-time, Fred.
Yeah, Fred. Yeah.
And he came.
He was the bouncer.
He was our bouncer. And he was great. Because the first couple of days we were having trouble, and mostly in the younger grades, yeah. And I just don't think they got it. Like,
no.
They'd ask their parents for money, and they said, I don't have it, and so they just would go in and get what they wanted.
And we had a kid with $140 in cash.
I heard about
He wanted to buy books for his friends, and so he had to call home, and nope, he didn't take it with permission.
Yeah, he had a $100 bill, and we're like, we gotta talk to your mom. Because he was what, in like third grade, second
third, grade? Third, second. Grade. Is it first?
First grade, yeah.
Padilla,
yeah.
Walter?
Yeah. I don't even carry $100 bills.
No.
Oh,
so
that was funny.
It was successful, and the kids loved it. They really loved it. Mm. So, and so we'll probably do that in October.
You had asked how much money you had in your account?
Yes.
As of? When? February 28th, you had
$3,147. $3,147?
Correct. Did that include the book fair money?
Yes. I don't
know. As of the 28th of February, when did you have it?
No, I don't think it included that.
When will you get your box tops check?
I don't know.
No,
I didn't include that, and that's another $1,000. And then Karina has the check from the
K-12.
Most popular fundraiser, K-12, which was our...
It didn't work.
Yeah, I wouldn't have probably liked that either.
But we did get like $350, so she has that check too.
That's great.
Yeah, K-12 was disappointed because the least they made another school with 60 kids was, what was it,
$4,000.
And so 300 with a school of 365.
Yeah.
But our community is different.
Yeah, we do have a different community.
Because Karina wants to try it again. He wants to go talk to individual classes and then individual pods. But
I don't think it's parents. No, yeah. It's not the kids.
It's not the kids.
It's the parents. It's a community.
Well, and that's what we tried to tell him, but he's Colombian, so I can do this.
Our community is not Colombian.
Well, I'm just like, I don't think we can do it. So.
No, and I did have a lot of complaints from parents. A couple of teachers were not into it, and so several. In fact, one parent, and we didn't count that money yet. One parent donated $150 because the family did not want to be part of this fundraiser and felt like they wanted to but didn't want to provide the information they were requesting, so they donated $150.
So that made $500.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. We still have, so that's like $1,800 more to add to that, so that's good.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we're going to make like $6,000.
Let's hope. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, we're hoping we do good. And then, so we have the chocolate, and then we've also been invited to Harmon's for their PTO days.
Oh, that's great.
I applied for it when they told me to, like in January, and I never heard back. And so she called me last week and said that they wanted us to do it. So The way that works is they choose three schools from the area, and then the three, they give back 5% of the day's sales, and then that's divided up.
Between the three.
Between the three schools. Last year, each school made $1,000. And we don't really have to do much. We have to decorate one of the check stands, and they want it to be from the kids, decorated by the kids. So we're working on ideas for that. And then and they also give us $25 towards decorations.
Oh.
So we put no money out. And then we just need volunteers from 3 to 8.
What day is that again?
April 23rd. It's a Thursday.
Only in that store?
Only here, yeah.
Only in that store.
And
I
it's
might
the
have
harvest.
To go grocery shopping on that day.
Yeah, so everybody go grocery shopping on that day.
What's the rough address of that one?
23rd. It's just
35th South.
35th South.
40th West.
West, yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, it's Thursday the 23rd.
We're talking about April.
April. Mm-hmm.
April 23rd.
And we're just going to, and we'll start putting it on Facebook, but we wanted to wait for the restaurant
to
be over.
After the restaurant's done.
But we just have to run like a game booth. So we've already chosen what to do with that. And I was going to talk to Jared Collings. He's a father here. He's a juggler. He'd come in for one of the hours and juggle. And, you know, we can say that like one of our own fathers will be there from this time juggling, come shopping during that time or whatever. Just advertise it that way.
You know what? We had La Payasita Tita, the clown that comes and does balloons and all that kind of stuff, who donated her time to come here. Let's talk tomorrow and see if we can.
Okay. So, and then they have food for the volunteers.
And they have some great specials they run. I always love to go and get my 99 cent ice cream.
Yeah.
They run, you know, teaser prices for to get you to come into the store, and they run a nice ad in the newspaper. And
so,
really?
Mm-hmm. It's really nice.
So we just have to have three, and we're almost there getting the volunteers. That's all we have to do for it, so it's pretty...
Yeah. So whatever comes out of that one will be good.
Yeah. So those are fundraisers.
Good job.
You know, and really I got to tell you, these ladies work really, really hard. I don't see, have we seen any men come and help you?
Jared Collings is
Jared?
Collings. Once or twice, yeah.
Okay, but the Popcorn Fridays, it's not as long anymore. At the beginning of the year, it was about 6-7 hours popping popcorn.
Yeah.
But they've gotten it in about 3 or 4 hours now.
Mm-hmm.
They can pop 400 little bags of or more of popcorn.
We make about $200 each
really?
Time.
Yeah. Isn't that something? Those kids love it.
Which we use to do like lunches for the
teachers
and stuff like just little things like that. Or like when we go buy the balloons for the thing tomorrow, we use from our Popcorn Friday money. And
They work a lot. And there's only a few.
Well, and we've canceled Popcorn Friday to see if we can get any more volunteers to come in. We need more volunteers. That's our biggest problem, is we cannot get volunteers. We don't know what to do to get volunteers.
It's the same thing as the community.
Yeah, we're trying to survive, most of them.
Yeah. It's really hard.
Have you talked about teacher appreciation coming up in May?
Haven't yet.
We haven't really.
Not yet.
We have it on the calendar. Oh, and we have Spirit Week.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Next week.
Yeah.
Students can color their hair, right?
We're not doing...
Only on that day.
That day?
Only on that day.
Okay.
For crazy hair day.
Yeah.
So we have crazy sock day, crazy hair day, hat day, favorite sport day, and then...
It'll be fun.
No pajama day.
No pajamas.
No, I don't know.
You know,
like pajama day.
They've earned the privilege of coming in out of uniform twice.
Yeah.
And every time we have kids in pajamas.
Yeah.
Really?
Why?
That is funny.
Oh, and they love when we announce it, they scream.
I think
they
do have a pajama day.
You do?
We
actually
do?
It's Friday, pajama
day. Friday.
Well, it's a short day.
They have sock day.
It's a
crazy
short day.
Hair day.
Next year we won't have pajama day. We'll have
your Esperanza shirt, because hopefully next year we'll have Esperanza shirts, and so it will be school shirt day.
Oh, we'll okay.
Mm. Yeah, we could do tie-dye Esperanza shirts or something. Green tie-dye, red tie-dye, or no, since we're yellow and green, yellow tie-dye Esperanza shirts.
Yeah.
Maybe even sell some tie-dye socks, knee socks.
Yeah. So
a lot of things happening.
But mm-hmm. It's exciting. Yeah.
That's great. Thanks a lot.
That's it.
Very cool.
Wonderful.
Oh, there's one more thing. Barbara Lovejoy, did you get the thing finally from Jill?
I did get it, and I printed it for you guys.
Okay. She's doing a mini scholarship thing for 5th and 6th graders. They have to earn $50. And then write an essay on how they earned the $50, and she'll choose one of those essays and then match it and give them $50.
But that has to go into an account, a savings account.
A savings account for school. But she's just choosing one from 5th and 6th grade. Mm-hmm. So I had Jill translate it. She's a really good translator.
Is she going to use the Utah Education Savings Plan?
I don't know how she's going to do it.
I'll ask her. I'm going to meet her for lunch tomorrow at the Paulino's.
A parent.
Okay, I'll see you guys.
At 11.
I won't see you.
Oh, okay.
I'll be there at 12.
A parent actually asked about him doing a scholarship similar to that. And so I'm talking to a couple of people. It's actually a grandparent of one of our students.
Okay.
So we may have more scholarships for $50. Okay. There's a lot of kids.
Mm-hmm.
And one, I don't think it's, we should do maybe 5.
Yeah, if we can get more, that would be.
Yeah, we'll find other donors that are interested.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
is there any further business?
No.
Okay, we will adjourn. Till next month. Now, are there any volunteers to conduct the meeting?